Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
Ben, how are you?
I'm well. How are you, Lisa?
I'm doing well. We will talk about Super Bowl commercials. Is that of any interest to you whatsoever? Do you pay attention to what's going to be released on Sunday?
No, I pay attention to the game. But then, yeah, I mean, you know how then on Monday on the news we'll have like kind of the best slash worst Super Bowl commercials?
Yeah,
that interests me. But I got to do my eating during the commercial breaks.
Yeah, I know. And where are you watching the Super Bowl this year?
We usually host a little party. Now that our kids are older, they have people over and, you know, got to do some chaperoning, Lisa.
Hey, everybody online last night was lit up about your investigative report about IDOT, their response, and the general contractor, all responsible for what is happening on the Kennedy. So I didn't realize it was 113 days behind.
Yeah, and this series of stories started with me sitting in traffic, and we started reporting in November that the Kennedy reversible lane project appeared to be delayed because IDOT, remember, was telling everybody that, oh, it's on time, on schedule. Those reversible lanes will open in late fall. So in November, we pressed IDOT for their definition of late fall because Thanksgiving had come and gone and Christmas was creeping up.
They gave us the winter solstice as the date.
Which, that to me, as an investigative reporter, set off alarm bells.
Yeah.
So we started filing Freedom of Information Act requests because the IDOT spokesperson, Maria Castaneda, kept insisting, one, that it was on time, even though it wasn't reopening. And two, she claimed that, oh, you know, big complex projects like this don't have a specific completion date because weather and other factors can play into it. Well, I've been around long enough to know that's not true. And we got a hold of the contract, and sure enough, it said this phase of the work was supposed to be done October 31st. So obviously, as we know, IDOT finally admitted in late December that the project was, in fact, behind schedule. It didn't reopen until January. And we didn't think the story ended there because we wanted her to know what did IDOT know and when did they know it, as this spokesperson was, we thought, at best uninformed or at worst intentionally misleading, not just the press but the public and drivers who were sitting in all of this. And sure enough, we got a hold of a memo from the contractor from August that warned IDOT because of changes and additions that IDOT made, the project was 113 days behind schedule. And among those was IDOT ordering the contractor in August, when the Democratic National Convention was coming to town, to get all the work equipment off the reversible lane so VIPs in town for the DNC could use those lanes. And the contractor said, well, you know, it takes a week or so to get all that stuff up to reopen the roadway. And then it was, you know, open for a week during the convention. And it basically costed or added another month onto this project. And that to me was, you know, we can debate whether the DNC had value, but you can't mislead the public about a huge project like that.
They said it was a state order. So who issues that order? IDOT or
the Illinois Department of Transportation?
Yeah.
I mean, look, there was coordination, you know, and I get it, Secret Service. They want to be able to whisk people between downtown and O'Hare. But when the contractor is telling IDOT in August, hey, we are 113 days behind because you've added a ton of work to this, you didn't finish up the previous phase of the project in time, etc. And then you have the spokesperson out there claiming, no, everything's fine. I was offended by that. And frankly, it was only because of the misleading nature of IDOT's communication with the public that we kept looking into it, because, you know, it's the old thing, fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me.
So it added 113 days to the schedule that was already in place, but it also added, according to your report, $318,000.
Right, which in the grand scheme of, I think it's a $150 million three-year project, $300,000, not a big amount.
But, Ben, there were fines being assessed. Either IDOT was responsible or
well,
they were going
to fine
the contract.
Well, and that's the tell. Lisa, that's the tell, is the contract, even despite the fact IDOT claimed that there was not a specific completion date, we found that contract included a $10,000 per day penalty for every day after October 31st that the roadway wasn't reopened. And the tell is that IDOT communicated to us this week that the contractor did everything that was asked of them, and our preliminary review is we do not intend to seek that $10,000 a day penalty. So that tells you right there that IDOT is taking the blame for these delays that cost drivers weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks of extra frustration.
And I'm among those drivers. Steve Bertrand is on that road almost every day. It is frustrating. And John Williams pointed out to me, well, if you're not on that road, it's kind of hard to understand. But the bigger issue is it doesn't make any difference because IDOT's in charge of most of them. And if they're not being truthful with their process, then all of us at some point will be affected.
Right. And I get it. You know, you can whether you're a political spokesperson or a government spokesperson or a corporate spokesperson, I get it. I'm a reporter. You can spin me, but don't lie to me.
Right.
And that's what happened here. To claim that, oh, no, there was no targeted completion date in the contract and, oh, we're not delayed. It's just weather, when IDOT knew that wasn't the case, to me is horribly unprofessional and inappropriate. And, you know, everyone asks, oh, well, are there any consequences? We can tell you IDOT's longtime director retired after 30 years with the agency in December. IDOT has a new director now. She came from the city of Chicago Department of Transportation. But of course, the governor and others don't say that, oh, this was because this project got delayed. They just say, oh, thanks for your 30 years of service, and we've got this great new person. And don't worry, when we close the outbound lanes in March, everything will be just fine.
Yeah, because that's coming too. And this new person, she said in the first week of taking that job that this was going to be her focus, that she was going to make sure this was taken care of. So I'm guessing you're going to hold her accountable as well if this doesn't get done in now another time frame that they claim it will be.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, it's, you know, in March, they're going to close two outbound lanes. They will leave the reversible lanes open in the outbound direction to compensate for that. And it's supposed to be done by, wait for it, next fall. So I'll have to check the actual solstice date.
That's right.
Next winter.
Ben, do you think any of us traffic reporters will get compensated because of the anguish it caused us, the mental anguish of all the people that bothered us every day?
You absolutely should.
When is this going to open?
You absolutely should. Right. And that's the frustrating thing. You guys, more than me, you guys are communicating with IDOT every single day. And the public is relying on IDOT to give honest and accurate assessments of what's going on so people can make decisions and plan their day.
Yeah, it's frustrating. Well, so frustrating.
Great work again,
thanks,
Ben.
Thank you.
Hey, can I give you a 30-second tease?
Yeah.
Tonight at 9 o'clock, another fascinating story. You've heard so much about the debate over transgender athletes, people born as boys taking over, competing in girls' sports at the high school level or in college. We want to know how often it happens, and I think you'll be stunned. In Illinois, we have the number.
I'm intrigued because I have some idea, and that's why I never understand what the argument is about. But we'll be watching.
Spoiler alert, social media and cable news do not necessarily reflect what's actually happening in America.
Say it's not so, Ben. Have a good night.
Thanks.